School safety is a serious topic this session, but are bills to make schools safer a serious effort? From the KUT Public Media Studios in Austin, this is Agenda Texas, your inside guide on everything under the dome and how it hits home. I'm Ben Philpott. The December school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut left the nation stunned, grief-stricken, and scared it could happen again. Texas lawmakers have filed a handful of bills they say could increase security for students and peace of mind for parents. But some say those bills are more show than substance. Clay Robison is a spokesman for the Texas State Teachers Association.
A couple of bills are obviously just designed to appeal to the NRA while making it appear that they're trying to make schools safer, when in fact they wouldn't.
Robison's pet peeves include Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst's proposal to arm teachers and one bill, House Bill 1142, that would create a gun safety class in schools, which includes, quote, instruction on the Second Amendment. Republican Senator Tommy Williams of the Woodlands is proposing a constitutional amendment that would allow school districts to create a school security property tax.
We believe that this is a Texas solution that'll save lives without sacrificing our freedoms or trampling on our Second Amendment rights.
The tax is separate from the current maintenance and operation tax we already pay. One caveat, though.
This is not part of the equalized funding program. This is outside of the maintenance and operation, which is equalized.
The state spends billions of dollars a year to equalize what districts get back in property taxes. A majority of school districts are suing over that, saying the state isn't being equitable enough. Could a similar suit fall on safety funding? Either way, the TSA's Robison isn't sold on the proposal.
Well, this is still kind of another example of the legislature passing the buck for school funding to local school districts, which are already underfunded.
He says many school districts had to raise property taxes to make up for the $5.4 billion in education cuts made by the legislature in 2011. And at some point, voters just won't approve any more taxes. What do you think about arming school staff in the name of safety? Drop us a line at agendatexas@kut.org. What do schools actually need to be safer? It's an answer that changes based on which Texas school district you ask. One extremely rural ISD has decided to let teachers carry guns to school, since the closest sheriff's deputy could be 30 minutes away on any given day. Austin Independent School District Police Chief Eric Mendez says he has to balance the safety concerns of an urban district with the mission of schools.
Schools are designed to be inviting, to be educational, for a student to be able to grow and be nurtured in that environment.
Mendez says parents don't want to send their kid to a school built and run like a prison.
However, we also have to be able to control the environment and control access.
To that end, AISD has required people to sign in and out of schools, and two district officers are stationed at every high school, with one at every middle school and patrolling teams that cover elementary schools. So what, if anything, would new legislation do to help out the Austin School District? Well, there is Senate Bill 509, which creates a local tax for school security.
We do a pretty good job with the budget that we're given now. Could we make things better, change things up with added funding? Sure.
Which circles back to the question of just how much new money lawmakers are talking about. So far, the state would pay for none of this, though Senate Bill 509 could bring some schools millions, with others not getting enough to hire a single officer. I'm Ben Philpott, and this is Agenda Texas.